Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and yes, I have been AWOL. Have you ever noticed how there are certain times, I don't know, just times of the year or whatever, where you see particular themes just repeating themselves, and at a certain point you can't tell if it's actually happening or if it's confirmation bias? And that's been happening to me in the last week, and possibly it is because it's in the lead up to Mother's Day, but I've been seeing a lot of people talking about mother's guilt, especially in terms of running. Whether that is leaving your baby or your small children at home, obviously not leaving baby home alone, but with a babysitter or with a partner to go out for a run, whether it's that or it's leaving your family for a period of time to go away on a run-related trip, or whatever it might be in your specific situation that might lead to feeling guilty. I've just been seeing it everywhere. And it's one of those things where a lot of times people's first response to other people feeling guilty is saying, yeah, but you know, you do this stuff for you, and then you're a better mom and you're able to look after your family better, and you know, and you are just more able to, you know, handle the stress and, you know, everything else. It just makes you more capable in general, which is so true, but it always makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because the rationalization is always about how you serve other people. It's like, it's okay that you do this thing for you because it means that you are better able to do things for other people. And, you know, it's not like anyone, like no one is becoming a mum because they don't want to do things for other people. Like obviously, everyone loves their kids and loves their family and wants to be part of that partnership with their partner and that family. And that's why, like, you didn't have kids because you wanted your life to stay exactly the same. So I get that part of it. But the other part of it is it just feels like maintaining this idea that there is a certain sort of subservience that is required by women. It's even like when you see people called out on, you know, on sexist or misogynistic stuff, and they always say, you know, that person is someone's wife, someone's mother. And it's like, that person has value regardless of her relationship to any other man. You know, it has empirical intrinsic value on her own without reference to anything else. And so that justification, which I know helps a lot of people deal with mother's guilt, in some way I also kind of see it as a bit of a step backwards as well. The things that you choose to do as an individual have value regardless of whether they make you a better mum, improve your family life, or positively affect change within your family in terms of role modelling and all of that stuff. It has a value on its own, and not everything that people do, that women do, needs to be about how it affects other people. It can just be how it affects you. And when I started running, I think that's really what it was for me, is it was time for it to be like just for me. You know, I had at the time, Piper had just been born, so she was only 3 or 6 months old, and I was able to go and run for brief periods of time because it was still breastfeeding. So it was a bit stressful because I always had like one eye on my phone to, if I got like a text message to say that I urgently needed to come home. But I chose to wean her when she was about 11 or 12 months, and so after that it was relatively easy for me to go for runs. And as I was learning to run at that stage, I wasn't doing super long runs, and it was pretty easy to have that. But it was also this thing that was not connected to motherhood in the way a lot of other things in my life were. So, you know, when I was at home with young kids, most of my day was around, you know, like feeding them, changing nappies, keeping them happy, playing with them, getting them to sleep, you know, looking after them, doing all of that sort of stuff. And a lot of times too, because the work that I found easier to do from home when they were little was often sort of working with sort of kids specific brands like baby wearing and that kind of stuff. So even the work aspect was still kind of centered around me being a mother. And at the time I was writing a blog, and because, you know, you're home all day with the kids, it was a parenting blog, because what else are you going to write about? There's not a whole lot that is going on. And I really loved that, but it was also, there was just this huge amount of my time that was all centered around me being a mother. And yeah, in those initial years, it is kind of all consuming and it's new and everything like that. And I certainly don't and still don't resent any of that sort of stuff. I love the fact that I have a job which allows me to most of the time be home with the kids and be doing stuff with them and picking them up from school and, you know, doing all of that stuff. But at the same time, in that period, it was easy to kind of lose a little bit of your own identity in that period of time, because everything is so focused on them, and it has to be. But then you also get to a point where you kind of get out of that intense phase, and then you're kind of like, okay, so, you know, like, who am I? What kind of music do I like to listen to? What kind of food do I like to eat? And, you know, like, what do I like to do just for me? Because who you are before and who you are after are very, very different. And I think for me, running became this thing where I got to be alone. And over time, it became a social outlet, and it also became an intellectual and a creative outlet as well. And so I always felt very, very strongly that this was my thing, that was mine, and did not have to kind of conform to any sort of thing of it being about the children. Like, I was doing it for them so that, you know, so that I could role model to them. And I love that they are constantly coming up to me and showing me new exercises I could do for my rehab, and that they want to come running with me sometimes. And I really love that, but that's not why I do it. And there are periods of time where I go away through the year, and sometimes I'm not even running. Like, because of rehab and everything, I'm going down to UTA, which is Ultra Trail Australia, and it's down in the Blue Mountains. And I've got a whole bunch of people from Operation Move who are running various distances. And I had registered, but I can't really safely run that kind of trail or that kind of length of time at this stage. So I'm going down there to see people, and I'm going to be away for 4 days, which is probably on the longer side of times that I'd be away from the family. And that will happen several times a year. Usually it's centered around running events, because that is what I love to do, and that is like a big part of what is the really, really fun part about coaching and being part of a community, seeing people in person. So that's how, given, you know, you only have a certain amount of time that you can be away or that you'd want to be away, that is sort of where I tend to spend my time. And it has been a balance of, like, there have been years where I felt that was a bit more time away than I was happy with, and other times it's been like I could have used a bit more. I think guilt is really, really natural, and I think for the most part there's not a whole lot that you can do about it, because I think we're kind of socially conditioned to feel guilty, because there's just such a bigger expectation on women, particularly as far as children are concerned. So I think for me, the important thing is like I can notice it, but I don't have to sort of take it on board. I'm like, yep, that's happening now. And I can remind myself of the things I know, which is that I deserve to do the things that I enjoy. And part of that is me doing things away from my family and away from my children. I also know that my partner is more than capable of doing anything that might need to be done for them, and I can just let him be responsible for that and not sort of externalize any of my anxiety or guilt onto him. And finally, that I deserve a fully realized life where I'm able to pursue my passions and my interests and things that make me happy. And sometimes those things are in relation to my kids and sometimes they're not. And both of those sides are going to be part of my life. So the next time you're having an attack of mother's guilt, which I'm sure will not be far away, just take a step back from it and ask yourself, is it reasonable? Is it fair? And does it feel real to you? Because a lot of the time I think that mother's guilt can pop up when you're kind of like experiencing some feedback from other sources, like whether that be, you know, family members or, you know, like off the cuff comments from other people, peanut gallery issues. Just look at it. Is it real for you? Because I think it takes time and it takes work, but the more confident you feel in your decisions, the less you need other people to support your decisions, because you know who you are, you know who your kids are, and that's really all you need to know, you know, because it's a relationship, not a performance. So it doesn't matter what anyone else views from the outside. The only thing that you've got to concern yourself is with your life of your children, your life with your partner, and everything else is just, you know, it's static. So this Mother's Day, I am going to be going down to Ballina to run the Mother's Day Classic. There's an Operation Move team. If you'd like to also do a run on Mother's Day, some people will be bringing their kids. I'll be leaving mine at home. But luckily, it's only like a 15-minute drive away. So I will actually spend some time with them on Mother's Day. But there's an Operation Move team. So the name of the team is Operation Move, and the password is OpMove, and I did not set up this password, so it's not intentionally complicated, but it is capital O, lowercase p, capital M, lowercase OVE. And there's a note about that in the community group. So if you'd like to check where other Operation Move people are running on that day, you can do a bit of a shout out in there, or you could potentially lure some locals into running as well. And hopefully there will be another podcast in less than however long it has been since I've done the last one, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.